much more comfortable in here.
Doesn't mean you get 30 minutes of my time.
That was our plan, to get out of these 45 minutes.
Is it still raining outside?
A little bit, but yes. Steve just told me that it's going to end in a few minutes.
We got clear skies ahead of us?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we see some changes at the top of your lineup. Is this metrics, or trying to turn things around after a not-so-good homestand, or Rich Hill?
I think there's a lot of combination to it. Elvis has been swinging the bat really well of late, and getting him up at the top or closer to that. As we talk about against a left-hander, just trying to get as many at-bats for those guys that are performing and swinging well. So, we feel good about Pinder, Laureano, and those veteran guys being at the top.
Yeah, well, you have followed Rich Hill for a long, long, long time now. He was here with the Athletics. What makes him so tough when he is on this game?
Well, it's a big sweeping breaking ball. It's probably one of it's very individualistic. You don't see this sweeper from a lefty, really. He's got different arm angles. He'll ride the fastball at the top of the zone. He pitches. He's a competitor. He's done it for a long time, and you can say the word crafty, but he knows how to pitch.
Is there an update on just how Scotty's doing? As I think he was hitting the cage today.
Yeah, so he will continue his hitting progression as we make this road trip. He'll stay back, and I think for us a timeline, it's always hard to give a timeline like we talked about, but I think we're in the process of putting something together of a type of calendar that can be followed by him for progression to be able to get out and do a lot more baseball activity in the near future.
And how are you doing just from both the way he's coming out of his games?
Yeah, so he'll catch today, and we'll reevaluate him after today, see how he recovers, and see where he's at from just a pure baseball standpoint and body standpoint.
Is there an update with Dalton, with the doctor?
No update yet. I believe the appointment is set for June 7th, I believe. So, yeah, and that's still a go.
When it comes to Montas, obviously his numbers speak for themselves, but he's also been subject to trade rumors, and it looks like he's not letting that distract him.
No, we've gone through this process with these guys in that clubhouse, through spring training, with the distractions of whether or not guys were going to be here, whether they were going to be traded. And again, we continue to send the message that, you can't control that. You go prepare every day to be here and to go perform. That's really all you can control. And so I think Frankie's done a good job, as the rumors continue, to stay focused and to go out and pitch.
Last night, the Dodgers had a situation where they weren't aware of a six-run minimum as far as putting a position player to pitch in. Were you aware of that rule, and what are your thoughts on it?
Not aware of that rule, and thank you for letting me know. But as you saw yesterday, we were down 8 runs, and we continue to pitch pitchers. So, I'm not sure of their circumstance, so it's not fair for me to speak. But interesting story, and I appreciate you sharing it. Now, was that Dave Roberts?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to reach out.
Mark, going back to Steven, I know there was some talk, justifiably so, to try to get him to Atlanta to get his World Series ring from last year. Whether he's healthy or not enough to play, might he still go to Atlanta to get the ring?
That's a good question. Obviously my focus and mindset right now is just on the team here. I do check in with Steven, but I hadn't thought about that path for him. So I'm sure that would be a special day for him. But again, we're concerned more about Steven's progress in rehab and baseball, you know, future. So I don't think that decision will be made for him in regards to whether he's there or not based on just the ring. And I think Steven would probably say that as well. You know, his concern is to get back to this team and help us to win games. So
he's got a good inning out of Puck yesterday. And you've got him through 55 games now where, you know, he's been a part of the bullpen. And he was saying that, you know, last offseason was one of the first he's ever had where he didn't have to rehab an injury. What did he work on in the offseason? What do you see in him that's enabled him to get this far? And was coming into the season sort of, let's just get him through the year and see what we got?
Yeah, I think from the start of spring training, you know, where AJ was and where he is now is night and day. So I didn't dive into all of what AJ did this offseason in terms of his preparation. I do know that it was a healthy offseason. So he was afforded that luxury of being able to train and prepare without having to rehab an injury, which always helps. But in spring training, you know, we saw the same AJ for the first couple outings. One that didn't command the fastball, one that sprayed it around, one that didn't look necessarily motivated on the mound with that instinct of I'm coming right after you. So we did a lot of talk in spring training, AJ and I, about a mentality, a mindset when you take the mound. And then through that, we saw some progression of how his presence was. And then we also made adjustments with where he was on the mound. So there was a combination of things that took place through the course of spring training that I think led AJ to where he is now. And I completely applaud AJ for being open-minded, for accepting some of what I would say constructive criticism to develop and be where he is.
You know, he shoots a basketball right-handed. He writes right-handed. Does that make him a traitor in your mind?
Well, I golf right-handed, so us left-handers are a little bit different people, I think.
I am Trent Grimm from The Independent. With young players like Pache and Smith, they've had 130, 150 at-bats, and you've seen various degrees of success, even for Luis, a little bit less. How do you look at, I want to see another X number of bats. I need to see what my expectations would be for the next 100 at-bats. Do they get that? And you say, well, it's still evaluation in a much smaller time frame to see progress, to get an understanding of where they are.
Yeah, Vince, you know, as a manager, you don't necessarily control all those factors in terms of length of time. From a performance standpoint, we evaluate, as we've talked about, you know, which direction they're trending. You know, there's measurables now that are data-based, which are facts that you can't argue. Whereas before, when you're evaluating players, it may be just on what you see from terms of their at-bats, the quality of the at-bat, the contact of the at-bat. But these young guys learning here, as you talk about Barrera, Smith, Pache, you know, it's a daily discussion as to, you know, are they benefiting? Are they growing? Are they developing? Are they getting better? You know, balancing that with, are we, you know, jeopardizing their confidence? Or do they need, you know, to start, you know, over, or do we need to make mechanical change? So it's a constant discussion, and it's a collaborative effort to you know, determine the best path for them as individuals, but for us as a club collectively.
I want to see X, Y, or Z outside of some of those peripherals, just presence in the box, just the way that they are approaching pitch recognition, things of that nature, that allows you to say, I see these numbers and the analytics, but then other things that are giving me confidence that they are getting it and they are making that kind of progress.
Yeah, I think all those things are evaluated. I think we continue to preach to stay with the process, to continue to, you know, go through your routines that we have to rely on here. That's all we can rely on, really, is the structure of our days and our routines, and hopefully that leads to results. It doesn't always lead to results. So, you know, they're in there grinding, and we evaluate the offensive side just as much as we evaluate the defensive side. It's important to catch the baseball here. You know, we saw that yesterday. We didn't do a great job at catching the baseball here yesterday. So, you know, what's the value that they bring to the team on both sides of the ball? You know, and so they may get longer, a longer period of time to go through some failures offensively if they're standing out defensively, you know. So I think it's a combination of just evaluating, you know, their total performance and their growth.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about the probable plans to go back to a five-man rotation. We adjusted that already, and who is
going to
be the guy?
So, Jared Koenig was announced or talked to yesterday. He'll be making his major league debut on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
There you go. All right.
Cox.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Not baseball.
Come off.
Come on.
Okay.
You're playing.